Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I would like to briefly go back to the Article 6 and then raise a few issues related to the Article 7. First, let me say that we fully align ourselves with the statement by the European Union. Now, regarding Article 6, we want to emphasize that the only existing international independent mechanism for investigating alleged use of biological weapons is the UNSGM. An important aspect of the mechanism is that in the case of alleged use of biological weapons, the UN Secretary General has the authority to initiate an investigation. Separate approval from the Security Council is not needed. This independence is a vital element of the mechanism. We strongly support the UNSGM, its integrity, independence and impartiality, as well as measures aimed at making it more operational. Moving on now to the Article 7. We support the establishment of appropriate tools and procedures to provide assistance in an effective and efficient way in the case of breach of the Convention. There is a clear need to further develop response capacities and strengthen preparedness. In this regard, we support the proposal made by France and India to establish an open database to facilitate assistance. We also support the proposal by South Africa on guidelines to state parties for seeking assistance, as well as the proposal made by the UK on international coordinating body. The Ninth Review Conference provides us with a unique opportunity to strengthen the Convention. We stand ready to support all efforts aiming at establishing structures, procedures and mechanisms that strengthen the Convention and advance its implementation and compliance. We are committed to work constructively with other states, parties and civil society in the Ninth Review Conference. Thank you.